Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
And away we go, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome in the Rob Brown Show on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. Thursday already. My goodness, time flies when you're having fun, don't it? I hope all is well. I hope you're living your best life. I hope you're having a great week so far. Today, gonna be a good one, dudes, dudettes, ladies and gentlemen. We've got plenty to get into on the show today. We continue to respond and react to the NFL trade deadline. We've got some perspective in the back pocket now that we can look back at the trade deadline. We'll have some talk about some of the impacts that were moved, including we started the discussion yesterday. We'll pick it up today. I actually think the John Mingo trade for a fourth round pick was pretty good for the Carolina Panthers. And it's a philosophy question. Yeah, like a little football philosophy here on the show. So we'll get to that coming up later on in the day. Some of the other more meaningful trades around the league. We got to get some NBA talking here today because if there's one thing that we love in our athletic competition, it's drama. And there's drama in the association. There's drama out. This may shock you. There's drama out in Los Angeles, California, that I would like to talk about because J.J. Redick is fun to watch, but not in the way I thought it was going to be. I'll tell you what I mean coming up later on in the radio broadcast. Of course, it is Thursday. We have to turn our attention ahead towards the weekend upcoming because there's college football games that matter. There's NFL games that matter. We're going to start breaking down some of the bigger ones, some of the more notorious ones from the weekend. That's coming up later in the show. And, of course, a little bit of baseball as the hot stove season is officially underway. We are starting to see moves be made, players staying, players going, players restructuring, yada, 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 yada. So we're going to get to a little bit of baseball because there has been, over the past couple of days, there has been some Braves news and notes that I think some, many, most, all, and maybe none of you want to know about. So we got that coming up a little bit later in the show. But none of that matters as much as this matters. Hi, Lonzo. Happy Thursday, bud.
Hello, Rob.
How are you?
I'm good. Welcome back to the stream, by the way.
Thanks.
Anyone who missed the stream yesterday, we are back on Back Live.
So yes,
check
indeed.
That out. Yeah, it's Thursday. Busy day. Looking forward to football this weekend and looking forward to another wonderful 4 hours with you, Rob.
Looking forward to it. 4 hour sports talk extravaganza underway. And we look forward to sharing it with all of you as well because you are going to call the show today. The Renewal by Anderson of the Carolinas Fan Phone, 844-FANFONE, 844-326-3663. You are going to text the show at 71307, 71307. Start your text with FAN, F-A-N, when you text the show at 71307. You are going to tweet the show today. The Twitter handle, @TheRobBrownShow, @TheRobBrownShow. You can get at Lonzo on Word on the Twitter. You can get at everybody up in here by tweeting @TheFanUpstate. You are also going to use the Ray Memorial Hotline, which is set up for you on the and only on the audio, on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. What I want you to do is go to the Odyssey app. What I want you to do is favorite the Fan Upstate page. What I want you to do is to go to the Fan Upstate page, and on the middle of the page, right there, dead center, there's a little circular button with a little microphone image in it. I want you to click that microphone, and I want you to leave a 60-second voice message. They come directly to the great one and I. I'm looking at the page right now and waiting to see whose voice memo is going to pop up first. Listen, you drop a good one, it's getting played on the show. You drop a good one, maybe, if it's a good one, maybe you become a soundbite on the show. That's a possibility. You say something hilarious, maybe you become a soundbite on the show. Who knows? The possibilities, dear friends, are endless. Go to the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Download it. Go to the Fan Upstate page. Click on the little circle microphone button and leave us a voice note. 30, 60, 45, 10, 2 seconds. Who cares? Make it fun. Make it engaging. Make it entertaining. And perhaps it gets played on the show. Okay. We have a lot to get to. We have a lot to talk about. Zoe, you and I have discussed at length in the last couple of years as the worldwide phenomenon continues to grow. The Savannah bananas. Now, the bananas are interesting because they play baseball, but also not really. They play a spinoff of baseball they call banana ball. And there's some interesting rules of banana ball. And we can get into those a little later in the show just because, you know, it's not traditional baseball. For instance, one of the rules, if a foul ball is hit into the stands and a fan catches it, that counts as an out. There is no bunting allowed, et cetera, et cetera. My favorite rule of all is their extra innings rule. Great one. Their extra innings rule, one batter, one pitcher. No one else on the field at all. Once the ball is put into play, the batter begins running the bases. Once the batter begins running the bases, the pitcher must recover the ball and attempt to tag out the batter. If he is able to successfully tag out the batter before the batter touches home, the team that the pitcher plays for wins. If the batter is able to successfully navigate from home plate all the way around the diamond and back to home plate before he was tagged out by the pitcher, the team that the batter plays for wins. Do I think that's a great way to determine, for instance, a Major League Baseball playoff game? No. Do I think it's entertaining as hell for the fans that are in attendance? You're damn right I do.
What if the pitcher just strikes the batter out?
I believe that is ball game as well.
Okay.
So, all right. I mean, think about the pressure there. As a batter, you know, if I hit the ball, I got to hit it out there. I can't just bloop it back to the pitcher, else I'm in a foot race. But here's the thing, not really, because I got to run home. He knows where I'm going. He can just wait for me at the plate. If I'm going to hit the ball, I got to hit the ball. If you're the batter, you know, or if you're the pitcher, pardon me, you know you can try to just K the guy. But if you're just throwing him clean heat, trying to blow a by one, and he gets a hold of one square, it's ball game, right? Like, do I think it's a great way to determine the winner of a baseball game? Absolutely not. Do I think anybody is going to the baseball game following the standings of the Savannah Bananas, the Party Animals, and the Firemen, the three teams in the Banana League? No, I think you're going for entertainment. And I know that it is working because the Savannah Bananas have a game tonight in Clemson against Clemson. And it's the hottest ticket the upstate has seen since maybe the March Madness tournament first round a couple of years ago.
So this is the Globetrotters of baseball.
It is the Globetrotters of baseball, yes. In that.
That would mean that Clemson tonight are the Washington Generals.
Yes and no, because, and I spent yesterday looking and I could not find it. Maybe somebody knows, because I have not yet been able to find what the game is here. They are playing Clemson tonight, 6:30 p.m. My understanding is they are playing banana ball tonight. The Clemson Tigers are not playing a traditional baseball game against the Savannah Bananas. They're playing Savannah Banana Ball.
Well, it's not baseball season for college, so
it's exhibition season.
Is it really?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, we're almost there.
It's November. This is probably a charity game, which is a good
move. And even so, how dope is that?
No, it sounds very entertaining.
How dope is that?
It really does.
So, by the way, this game is, if you don't...
are they no longer in a minor league anymore?
Let's see.
In fact, Savannah Bananas?
I want to check this out. Here's the ACC's baseball. Let's see here. Duke baseball opened with their exhibition on last Friday. Yeah, it's time. We're playing. You got winter ball.
Okay. Well, why?
Why not?
Okay. All right.
Why not?
Because
baseball should be year round.
Okay.
Baseball should be year round. I'm here for it. I don't care if this is it or if this is the start or whatnot. This is awesome, and I think it's brilliant by the Clemson Tigers. I think it's brilliant to accept this. I also think it's brilliant that you are playing ball, playing banana ball. Right? Like it's one thing to welcome the Bananas to come to Doug Kingsmore Stadium and play some ball. It's another thing to say, yeah, we'll play your version of ball. You know, the version of ball that has been so successful that in just a handful of years, you grew from a cast off little minor league team in Savannah, Georgia, to one of the hottest tickets in baseball. To one of the hottest, to a baseball team that can pack more baseball fans into some MLB stadiums than those stadiums' MLB teams can do. They are going on. We talked about this a few weeks ago. Part of the reason that, and this makes sense now, or at least a little bit more sense, part of the reason that I think this relationship is on between the Savannah Bananas and Clemson, remember, the Bananas are doing a Bananas World Tour, including the firing up of a new league that the Bananas will play in alongside my favorite team of all time, the Party Animals. I got to get one of the jerseys. They're sleeveless. They're great. Clemson is one of the football stadiums. There are three football stadiums that the Bananas will be playing football or playing baseball in this year. They will be playing at Memorial Stadium on the campus of Clemson. They will be playing in Nashville, Tennessee, at the Titan Stadium in Nissan, and they'll be playing a game up in Charlotte, North Carolina at Bank of America Stadium. And I can go ahead and tell you, because it's already been happening, those games are going to sell out. There will be more people at a Savannah Bananas v. Party Animals game at Bank of America than there has been for a Panthers game this year.
Yeah, but that's not really saying a whole lot. It's not really difficult to do.
I think it's one thing if you say, like, oh, it's two good college teams coming to town, selling more tickets, whatever. This is an exhibition minor league baseball, summer baseball league baseball team, right? We're not talking about the Braves and the Dodgers are coming to play at BOA to fill it up. The Savannah freaking Bananas. There's something to be said for that. And this is a master stroke for Clemson. Because I'll tell you right now, this game tonight on YouTube, I've already got it on the, it's at 6:30 tonight. I've already got it on the lady friend and I, we share a Google calendar, you know, so we can know where everybody is and what's going on. Coverage starts at 6:30, first pitch at 7. The lady friend and I, we share a Google calendar. And whenever one of us has something to do, you pop it on the calendar so the other person is aware. Scheduling conflicts, number one relationship treachery. So I already popped it on the calendar. I'm like, yo, don't make plans tonight. We're going to stay home. We're going to fire up the old television. We're going to watch a little banana ball versus the Tigers. Now, this may shock you. My wife I'm going to say this, Lonzo, and downplay it a little bit. I'm going to say it in a way that it's a little less emotionally impactful. My wife hates Clemson. She hates you. Despises you.
I'm glad you toned that down.
Hates him.
Yeah.
I really reeled that one back.
Yeah, you did.
Hates him. I put it on the schedule, on the calendar. I'm like, yo, banana ball, tonight, take it on the Clemson Tigers at Doug Kinsmore. They're putting it on YouTube. We got to watch it. And she goes, I hate Clemson. I said, I know. And she goes, but I really want to see a bananas game. And I was like, I know. That's why we're watching it. I got a friend who lives up in Charlotte, North Carolina. Old drummer of my band. His wife, not a sports fan. And she's a doll. I love her to death. One of my favorite people. But Lonzo, she is not just not a sports fan. She's an anti-sports person. She's one of these people that doesn't understand sports. Why, oh why, are we building multi-billion dollar stadiums and paying 18-year-old kids millions of dollars to play a child's game when there's blank, 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 all these world problems that can be solved?
Does she listen to music?
She's more of a poetry person.
Okay.
May shock you to learn.
All right. All right.
She's a wonderful person. She is. She's a doll. This is the only place we butt heads, but I love her to death. And when the announcement went out that the Savannah Bananas were coming to Charlotte, North Carolina to play at Bank of America Stadium, she, not her husband, not my friend, she texted me and she said, this is awkward for me. Is there any chance you could get us tickets to this? This woman can't stand sports. She wants to go to a bananas game. They're a phenomenon. They have people who have never watched a baseball game, could not care less about baseball, wanting to come see bananas games. They're selling out NFL stadiums to do it. And so for Clemson, at a point in time where their baseball program is like real good and real close to do this, there's going to be a significant number of people watching this game tonight. I don't know that. In fact, no, scratch that. I do know that. There is not a college baseball team in America that is going to get more attention paid to them specifically and especially in the preseason than the Clemson Tigers will tonight. Just by going out there and having some fun and goofing off a little bit. It's going to be great. I cannot wait. I think it's good. And by the way, they put out on their social media, the Clemson Tigers did yesterday. They put out on their social media a quick little like highlight clip reel of the Clemson Tiger baseball team practicing their banana ball, which is a lot of like a flips and goofy stuff kind of thing, right? And it looked fun. I saw it and I was like, oh, we have to watch it tomorrow. I got people in my life who hate, not baseball, sports, that are asking me for tickets to go see the bananas. And here's the fun part. I can't get them. I can get tickets to any sporting event. It's part of the perks of the job. I can't get them. They're that hard to come by. It's incredible. So well done on Clemson. It's all about growing the brand, and this will help. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. The Rob Brown Show rolls on. It's the Fan Upstate. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Rob, the great one, Lonzo, and you. Let me ask you a question here. There are teams, I think, that outside of your fandom, you become a fan of. And it can be for a variety of reasons. You have become a Carolina Panther fan by way of living here and covering the team and being in their market and, you know, having most of our, or at least a good portion of our listeners care about them, et cetera, et cetera.
It's also the only NFL stadium I've ever been to.
There you go. So whatever the reason might be, I have, over the past couple of years, I have become a fringe Buffalo Bills fan. I'm a Bills fan not just because I love Josh Allen, but I'm also a Bills fan because I feel a kinship with their fandom, a fandom of a team that has never won them a Lombardi, and not only has never won them a Lombardi, but has a history of being tantalizingly close and then devastating their spirits in the most ridiculous possible way.
Gotta suck for them.
Yeah. Yeah. It does.
I don't sympathize.
I feel a kinship. And then on top of that, you add the fact that Bills Mafia has become just the paragon of fans having a ball any given place, any given time.
Well, when you know your team's not going to go all the way, why not? Why not have fun?
I mean, and then even when they are very good, have fun.
No, even when they are very good, they still ain't going anywhere. So, I mean, you know.
Bills fans, don't worry. I got your back.
I'm not saying anything about the fans. I'm saying they found a way to celebrate above mediocrity, whatever that is. I mean,
only one team can do it a year. All right.
You're right. There could be only one.
And your team is running just systematic oppression.
It isn't Kansas City that beats them every year. They do beat them quite a bit. They got beat out by Cincinnati a year. There's always a team.
Either way, I have a certain kinship with Bills fans. I have called Bills fans the Saints fans of the North, because the Saints have sucked pretty much the entire duration of the franchise, but have some of the best tailgates you've ever been to down in the NOLA.
The Bills are better than that. I mean, you know, I don't know. I think they probably think that as a slight, at least presently, comparing them to the Saints.
You're not gonna create a polarization between Saints fans and Bills fans. There's a blood brother bond there betwixt two teams that have been god awful the majority of their runs. All right, I love the Bills fans. There's a Bills bar here in the GVL, that I go to with some regularity. Buddy Jack, one of my dear friends, big Bills guy. I'm in with his crew. He's in with the Saints fans. We're good. So,
is he Billy Jack's cousin?
No, he's just regular Jack. Just Jack.
Okay, all right.
That's a Will and Grace reference. We're going deep down the pop culture phenomenon today.
Okay, you did. I went further back because Billy Jack was a movie in the 70s.
Yeah, you're older than me.
I know.
Okay. There are fans or there are teams that I develop a certain kinship for. That there are teams that I just can't help but like. Can I tell you one of those teams right now?
Nope.
I'm going to anyway. Nobody asked you. It was the Royal. It was the Royal, not you.
There was a question there. I just answered it.
The Royal you, may I tell you? Scratch that. I'm going to tell you all a team that I got love in my heart for, all right? Taylor Swift hand hearts. I got love in my heart for this team. The Detroit Lions. I love this team. I am living vicariously through this team. Not just because they've been bad for as long as I've been alive, and right now, they're very good. Not only are they very good, let Rich Eisen tell you how good they are.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Entirely agree with that take.
Except the only thing is UP is a, why is it not YP? That's.
I heard that too.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I'm not going to lie. The millennial kicked in and I just saw it in my head. I actually physically saw it like a text, like UP, like the letter U.
Yeah, Rich is my age. Stop.
Rich has got Riz. We should call him Riz Eisen. Okay. He's got Riz.
That's fine. Whatever.
Also, I love that the Saints interim head coach is named Coach Riz. I'm here for it. All right. I wanted it to be Coach Kubiak, but clearly they don't listen to me. Anyway, I love this take from Rich, and I love this about I love this about the Detroit Lions, because I agree entirely. I think today, right now.
Did you not? I also disagree with the people didn't take him serious because of the bite in the kneecaps thing. Yeah, they did. I mean, when he said that, I'm like, yeah, that's I want that to be my coach.
I didn't. I agree with what Rich said.
Okay, well, you guys both are wrong. I mean, it was I thought it was an amazing thing to say, and he's backed it up, and good for him. Don't back off that stuff, be you.
No one is telling him back off that stuff. But when he comes out with no HC experience, and the first thing he says is, we're going to buy kneecaps. I'm like, all right, this is weird, dude.
No,
like,
that's weird. Relax. That's a mentality. You've never had a coach like that? Those are my favorite coaches. You love them and hate them at the same time, because you know they're going to work you hard.
They're offensive line coaches. So? This is the NFL. This ain't your high school football team.
So, wow. Wow, I'm so disappointed in you right now.
I think it's one of those things that if Dan Campbell said that now with a track record of success, I'd be like, yeah, I get that. I get that. I'm good with that.
Okay, so you only adopt a mantra after you've lived for a certain. You can't go, this is my mantra. This is what I want to do. This is what we're going to do. Ahead, you can't do that. You got to wait till you do it, and then you have credibility to say, okay, now I can say we can bite their kneecaps off. No, you come in and say, hey, this is the kind of mentality. We're going to be scrappy. We're going to fight. If you knock us down, we're going to bite your kneecaps off, and we're going to win some games. And that's what they've done, and I love that he said that, and I hope he never backs off, and I'm very disappointed.
Okay, so let me address.
Wow, my adrenaline's going right now.
I see that.
Yeah.
That's it. This is the most animated you've been all week.
Yeah.
Granted, you've been on death's door for a few days.
It's hurting me. Yeah. But that's fine, because I'm disappointed.
Let me tell you where Rich and I are coming from on this. It is wonderful in an ideal world to be like, yeah, bite the kneecap. Blah, blah. But we all know that locker rooms in the NFL are precarious places, and they can be won over, and they can be lost very easily. And sometimes it comes down to saying a dumb thing or a dorky thing or whatever thing at the wrong time. I think this is the problem that the New Orleans Saints had with Dennis Allen. I don't think Dennis, so we're clear, I don't really think Dennis Allen's a bad coach.
You're going to compare the two?
You're going to let me finish my thought here?
That's wow.
I don't think Dennis Allen's a bad coach at all. I think Dennis Allen, in fact, was towards the end of the Peyton era, was really the only reason the Saints were competitive going into the NFC Championship game, where the most egregious miscall in the history of professional modern sports took place. Dennis Allen's defense got us there. Drew Brees' offense tried to finish it. Dennis Allen's not a bad coach with the X's and O's. The problem Dennis Allen has is he's an egomaniac, A, and B, when he goes in the locker room and he talks to the fellas, I've seen the clips. He can't talk in a way that gets people excited to be led by him. Go watch Dennis Allen post-game pressers after the Saints lost games. He gets on the mic and it's the same boring, repetitive football platitudes that don't do anything. And the locker room went, yeah, we're out. This guy sucks. We're not following this guy.
You mean the same thing that just about every coach says? Just about?
No, it's, again, I without...
What they say to the media and what they say to the team are two different things.
I don't disagree. And yet there is zero evidence that the locker room speeches were any different. In fact, after the loss against Carolina this past weekend, the moment I knew that he was broke, that this team was broke, he was done, was Cam Jordan, who's been with this team for 37 years... Multi-time Pro Bowl defensive end, the vet leader on this team. Cam Jordan wouldn't even go in the locker room. Derek Carr and Alvin Kamara had to go drag him back into the locker room because he was just pacing the tunnel, looking like he was ready to flip a car. They had to go grab him back. Why? Because Dennis Allen has lost this team. If Dennis Allen had this team on the same page, they'd have all been in the locker room going, that's the worst thing that's ever happened to this football franchise. How do we fix it? But they weren't. I had guys over here and guys over there throwing temper tantrums and guys tweeting in the locker room within minutes of the game ending. Team got lost. And how you communicate and the results that you get while you are communicating it, or the results that you haven't gotten while you're communicating, are important. if I go out to the bar with the boys and we're all hanging out having a good time, and one guy starts going, takes his shirt off and goes, "I'll kick anybody's ass in this bar." You don't go, "Yeah, yeah, that's my guy." You go, "Dude, this is weird. This is not the right. This is not. No, stop. You're weirding us out a little bit here. Relax."
Wow, this was all about praising Detroit, and now you just turned the entire thing.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
Something that he said.
No, I did not. What I was saying was, when Dan Campbell became the HC of the DET, I did not believe in him. I did, and I'm acknowledging that. I didn't believe him. I listened to him, and I went, "Oh, you're just another meathead dork. That's just the meathead version of the kid that won't shut up about Magic the Gathering. Nobody cares, Kevin. Nobody cares."
Meatheads are people, too.
I agree.
And there are probably more meatheads than there are thespians and higher class thinkers.
I mean, maybe so. Doesn't make them not dorks. They're just a different flavor of dork. And I thought Dan Campbell was just a different flavor of dork. We've seen a ton of NFL coaches who have that bite the kneecap, and then they stink. And I thought he was next in line. And all of a sudden, Dan Campbell has the Detroit Lions, I am comfortable saying, I think it's fair to say, the best team in the National Football League right now. They have a loss. It was a wonky one, too, and also at the time, undefeated Minnesota Vikings team. I will tell you right now, Kansas City, Detroit, neutral site, give me Kansas City by a touchdown. Genuinely.
Wait, you just said give Kansas City by a touchdown. Did you mean to say
No,
that?
I said Kansas City versus Detroit. Give me Detroit.
No, you said Kansas City.
Oh, sorry. Give me Detroit by a touchdown.
You did.
Give me the Detroit Lions by a touchdown. This team is not just physical
From
as hell,
the
and
mouth,
they are.
The heart speaks.
But they are also, as Rich Eisen pointed out, an efficient, smart, charismatic team. There's no flaws with this team. And they added a defensive end that's going to help them immensely. I'm all in on the Detroit Lions, y'all. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. I haven't talked about this cat yet, but I'm going to here. I'm going to ask if you have heard about him. The answer's yes to everybody. Zoe, have you seen / heard the For the Colts guy that has been singing songs to hype up the Indianapolis Colts before their weekly matchups?
I have seen but never listened because it's not my team, but I've seen him pop up everywhere.
Yeah. Boy, howdy, let me tell you how much I love this guy.
Middle-aged white dude. Looking.
Yep.
Yeah.
Goofy-ass dude by the name of Phil Wickham. Now, Phil, before week one of the NFL season, Phil, in his house with a camera and a mic, said, I'm going to get the Indianapolis Colts absolutely fired up. And you know what gets NFL athletes fired up more than anything else? Great music. Great music. And ever since week one, this cat has released after. Let me give you just a little taste of Phil Wickham here. Let's go all the way back to week one. Indianapolis Colts taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars, a divisional round matchup straight out of the gate. And Phil put this piece of art on the internet. Okay, absolute slapper, right? Like, just get the Grammys out now.
Well, I can tell that there's a lot of passion in this guy.
Oh, he's a diehard. Not good enough for you? Not quite there? Let's go to week two. I mean, slapper after slapper after slapper after slapper after slapper.
The microphone has a hard time controlling his power, though. Might want to back off the gain just a little.
Now, if you weren't enjoying those, it's progressively gotten better. Week three of this year, he was joined by special guest when the Indianapolis Colts cheerleaders show up to participate in this banger against the Bears. I mean, he added the news to the end. You know, it was legitimate.
Some natural harmony in there with the cheerleaders.
I'm telling you. Yeah. Progressively better. Yeah. I mean, it's just getting Colts Vikings from early November. That became a thing.
I don't know if the horse thing, I don't know if he should have Yeah, yeah.
I mean, how'd you not? These things absolutely slap.
Yeah, but
these things slap.
It's too much. Emotionally, I can't handle it when you throw the horse in there too. Imagine if you're a Colts fan.
It's not enough. I need more. And I know we're getting more because as this has happened, as this cat has gotten more and more and more and more famous because his songs are taking over the internet. Yesterday, he was honored by the Indianapolis Colts as the 2024 Indianapolis Colts Fan of the Year and given a pair of Super Bowl tickets to go down to New Orleans, Louisiana and enjoy the biggest show in sports. This guy is incredible. This guy's a different level. His YouTube channel has been growing by the thousands. The last week's video, and I'm trying to find last week's video, great one. Blue showed up. You know, the Colts mascot. He showed up. Like he's in now. Seth Erskine is his name. Seth, I need you to relax. I'm going to get you there. Seth Erskine has been having the Colts cheerleaders show up. He's been having the mascot show up.
Most famous Seth out there, possibly?
I don't know, man. You got Jarvis. You got Green. You've got Curry. I would argue not even the most famous Curry, but certainly on the Seth list, he's got to be up towards the top.
You never said Rollins. You named that list and you never said
you Seth got Rollins. Rollins.
I mean, come on.
I mean, there's some legendary Seths out there, and I got to tell you, this dude has taken it to a new level. And all I want to say. In fact, there's a video that I want to play, but I haven't gotten to screen it yet. The boys sang it on the McAfee show yesterday. They sang along with him.
Yeah, they've been cheering this guy for a while. I always seem to tune in right when they're done, and I could rewind back, but I've already missed the moment. So I mean, you know,
I don't know what to tell you. This dude's incredible. Like this guy, I want you to know, I mean this sincerely. I'm not hating on this guy. In fact, quite the opposite. I'm impressed. I'm blown away. This dude started this fun, goofy little thing he was doing on the internet for fun. And here's why I love it. It's not negative, right? It's not down. He's not out there. It's a prank, bro-ing people. He's not out there destroying property. He's not out there doing anything harmful. And he's not doing anything that dings up the reputation of the team. He's just doing something fun and heartwarming on the internet. And he's gotten recognized for it. And I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I appreciate a guy who just said, you know what? I think this is going to be fun. I think this is going to be interesting. I think that this is a way for me to tell everybody how much I love the Colts. I'm not gonna bang the drum on the guy. He's fun. He loves his team. He loves what he's doing on the internet. He got to hang out with the Colts cheerleaders. They came to his house. Quick question. Let's pull the Armada. How many of you have ever had one NFL cheerleader in your house? How many of you? Statistically speaking, there might be one of you out there because you were like, you know, that's my sister, that's my cousin. Maybe one of you even got married.
The Panthers did used to be in this area for, you know, camp for
quite a bit. Right. So, I mean, how many came to your house?
Yeah. Well,
right.
You know, it does. I mean, some of the Armada may have game. I mean, you know.
The amount of riz you've got to have to pull an NFL cheerleader.
I don't know why that bothers me. It just doesn't. I mean, maybe it's because you're saying it. Maybe that's why.
Were there children standing on your grass this morning, Alonzo? Oh, it's just because I say it? Wait, I went right past that.
Yeah, yeah. And if there were children standing on my grass this morning,
You'd yell at them.
No, I'd be like,
about being on my lawn.
Crap, I'm surrounded by a cult or something. How'd you guys get back here?
This cat is incredible. He's having fun. He's doing something fun. He's doing something goofy that doesn't hurt anybody, that doesn't impact anybody. And I got to tell you, I respect it. I appreciate it. And now the Colts have shown that they respect it and they appreciate it. Giving my man Ticks ducats to the Super Bowl. Bravo, you man. Bravo, Seth. That's fantastic. Like, I and the reason I bring this up is that I was looking around the internet yesterday, and there were all these people on the internet. They're like, oh, I can't believe that you're giving this guy Super Bowl tickets. You're giving this loser Super Bowl tickets. You're giving this guy the opportunity to go to a game that we all wish that we could go to. Yeah. Yeah, why not? Why not? Why not? Why not let a fan who is committed to this gimmick, who has, by the way, if nothing else, gotten the Colts more PR that they didn't have to do anything or pay a dollar for than anybody else in the game. And considering all they got going on with the Anthony Richardson drama, all they got going on with the Joe Flacco starting, all they got going on with having been in the competition for the AFC South, and now basically nobody thinks they have a chance the rest of the ride, as the Colts are second in the division, but they're two games back of the Texans. This guy has been an absolute ambassador. He's spectacular, man. Texter said, Rob, this is my moment. My wife's college roommate left U of SC and became a Dolphins cheerleader. I'm the statistic. I mean, I respect that. I respect that. Now I kind of need the tea. Now I kind of need the tea. Was it like your wife's roommate, you met your wife and you were fine? Were you like chasing the cheerleader and you happen to end up getting, you know, getting swept away by your wife? I need the tea now. Now I need the backdrop. Your life's a reality show and I want to watch.
Maybe it's just something boring. I mean, they just
maybe,
to be
but
friends.
We'll never know until we ask. Right. Why are you?
Because I don't want to
sucking the fun out of my sales today.
Because you're implying that there's something, you know, went on that might cause problems with this person and his wife. And I don't.
My man's wife was roomies with someone who's obviously an attractive woman, right? I'm just curious what the backstory
is. So you're saying there are no ugly cheerleaders?
You ever seen an ugly NFL cheerleader? Exactly. Exactly.
No, that's just me not answering. Exactly. That's
yeah, there's a reason you didn't answer.
Yeah, because anyway.
There's
beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
I don't disagree,
and
but we are
makeup can hide a lot of things from a distance. That's all I'm saying.
To ourselves to not say that there is a standard definition of beauty that an overwhelming consensus of Americans are on board with.
There's a standard body type for sure for an NFL cheerleader.
Sure.
Right.
Sure. Again,
that doesn't mean they're all pretty. Some of them are really good dancers.
Yes, as we all know. That's why they're down there. Zoe is right for once. Zoe is right for once. It's boring, but my wife is my cheerleader, and I'd take that over a Dolphins cheerleader every day that ends in Y. That a boy. That a boy.
Hey, how's your wingman there? You're welcome.
Is she in the car with you? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. It's a joke. I'm kidding.
See?
Relax.
What are you trying to do, man?
It's a joke.
Oh, ugh.
It's a joke.
Cringe.
Calm down. All right, coming up in the next hour of the show, I don't know. I may drop, what do we have? Nine of them so far? I may for the rest of the show drop a This Is Our Colts anthem every segment for the rest of the, we'll find out. We'll see if we got it. Coming up in the next segment, we got the water cooler cheat sheet. York. Text, comments, calls through the 7 o'clock hour. Lulu Kessin at 8 o'clock. Rashad Beard joined us on Monday because he's on his way over to Deutschland. That would be Germany. So we will run the interview back that we did with Rashad earlier this week for you Thursday in his normal slot at 8:40. Hate Nas Mario, but 9 Fight Club at 9. Thursdays are busy, so do not go anywhere. Let's have some fun. You know what's fun? When Lonzo does the sports flash.
No fun here.
This is our Colts.
Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott suffered a partial tear of his right hamstring, including a part of the tendon separating from the bone. Ouch. Prescott has not yet been placed on injured reserve, but sources report that the timeline for return is longer than 4 weeks. In the meantime, Cooper Rush will return to the QB1 role, where he has a 5-1 record in place of Prescott. Kansas City Chiefs said the injury sustained by quarterback Patrick Mahomes in Monday night's win over Tampa Bay was a rolled ankle. Mahomes described the ankle as sore, but said he was able to move around comfortably. Head coach Andy Reid said the Chiefs don't plan on putting limitations on Mahomes at this point. Make sure you tune in tomorrow at 7 as the Furman Paladins take on the Belmont Bruins in hard court action. It's Furman versus Belmont right here on your home for Paladins basketball. It's the Fan, Upstate.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.